The next patient is Glenda Self. The last name is S-E-L-P-H, Self. The first name is Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A. Number one. Clinical case of a 65-year-old white female that has a non-functional right kidney, period. A renal dynamic scan was done in the past, and the uptake of the right kidney was nil, N-I-L, period. The left kidney had obstruction, had obstructive nephropathy for a long period of time. The patient went to see Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-I-H-I, Onishi, who is a urologist. He removed the stone that was in the left ureter, and the kidney function recovered. It was around 4 milligrams. The creatinine was up to 4 milligrams and came down to the upper tooth. This patient had an estimated GFR during the last visit, that was in January 30th of 2024, of 19 mLs per minute. And right now, the serum creatinine is up to 2.92. The estimated GFR is 17. The BUN creatinine ratio is 11. And the excretion of protein is 255 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient is scheduled to have an evaluation by Dr. Onishi. He's going to reevaluate the left nephrolithiasis, and we will be very attentive to the findings. The patient is going to have imaging of the left kidney. Following number. Type 2 diabetes. The patient has been extremely depressed, and she's supposed to be taking Soliqua. Soliqua is S-O-L-I-Q-U-A. 36 units in the morning and 36 units in the evening. And Novolog. The patient has a continuous glucose monitoring. And she knows that despite the fact that she takes the medications as prescribed, she continues to have a high blood sugar reading. In that regard, the patient has an appointment to see the endocrinologist in the next couple of weeks. Whether or not the administration of insulin is done as prescribed is unknown. The patient says that it causes a lot of nausea. And sometimes she just takes medication for the nausea and continues to take the insulin. Following number, the patient has a severe dental and periodontal disease that has to be attended soon because it's playing a major role in the general condition. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease, the patient has been compensated, but we know that she has a significant atherosclerotic heart disease. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, anemia that has been stable. The hemoglobin is 10.7 as of May the 22nd of 2024. She continues to take the iron supplementation, vitamin D, as well as B12. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The hyperlipidemia has been under control. Following number, essential hypertension that has been under control. Following number, depression. We are going to defer the care to the primary. Very difficult clinical case, and unless the patient decides to change to a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, fluid restriction, and adequate blood sugar control, we won't be able to control the deterioration of the kidney function. Re-evaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup, the prognosis is guarded from the nephrology point of view.